News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Join us for the Chips and Chaps fundraiser luncheon Saturday, May 2nd at the Reading Senior Center from 10:30 to 2:30 with special guest speakers Dr. Allen and Dr. Sackfield. Don't miss your chance for an exhilarating ride on Wreck-It Ralph and a chance to bid on a one-of-a-kind Chips and Chaps belt buckle. Get your tickets today at readingrodeo.com. Just click on the Chips and Chaps tab. Thank you to our sponsors Reading Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Gold Mark Jewelers, Dignity Health, Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center, Four Winds Jewelry, and this radio station.
Welcome to North State Now here on this Thursday night with Linda Bye, and I'm very excited to be here. David is at the helm. He picked that slide guitar. That is a slide guitar, right, with the little metal thing on the fingers. Yeah. I had, when I was doing some country music, I had slide guitar in Nashville, and I love it. It's a whole different. It's a different sound, kind of like when you have a mandolin or a banjo or something. It's such a sound. Anyway, welcome to our show. We're live here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is always your talk radio. If there's something tonight that you want to hear back, you can always go to our archives for tonight's show at kcnrradio.com and listen back to this program. We've got a lot of great information to cover tonight. And I have a very special guest, somebody who I'm very happy to have in the studio tonight, and that is the chair for our 2026 Chicks and Chaps, Terry Morlock.
I'm so happy to be here, Linda. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think that we can say that we've got each other's backs, and we know what it feels like to be on a committee of a lot of different people to help events become successful.
Absolutely. Lots of different personalities, but lots of work getting done.
Right, and different people who are really good in their fields.
Yes.
And so being chair, by the way, thank you for that.
Because, you're welcome.
You know, you've got binders and you have, you know, what it is to get, you know, when you have a T-shirt sponsor. And so, you know, we do want to shout out to some of our sponsors. Valor is going to be sponsoring these wonderful Chicks and Chaps, which are collectibles, by the way.
Yes, they are. Number 15, I understand, right?
This is number 15, yeah. Yes. And so, and Brandy, who's so talented?
Brandy Garcia.
Oh, my God, absolutely. What happened? She just showed up and, like, blew up.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knew she had that kind of talent?
Yeah. I mean, it's multifaceted is what I'm finding out, you know, yeah. And a former Marine. Hello.
Yeah.
That girl takes no prisoners.
A tough woman. don't get on her bad side.
No, I want her, I said, you know, when it comes to someone like Brandy Garcia, if she's listening tonight, I want her with me in an alley fight.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know who your people are.
And I want her in front of me.
Yeah. I want her in my six. Yeah. Well, okay, so let's talk a little bit about the fact of that Chicks and Chaps is a luncheon that we do, and it's always been from the very beginning, except for the last 2 years, it's been associated and still is associated with the Reading Rodeo.
Correct, yeah.
So let's go a little bit back into the history of Chicks and Chaps that was brought here out of Montana. And we've been doing it for 15 years here. What the mission statement is and what we really kind of stand for with this particular luncheon that is different than some of the other breast cancer events that go on. Not, they're all great because we're all serving our community. But what is it about Chicks and Chaps? What would you say in a coffee conversation?
Okay, well, let's talk about what the mission is first.
Right.
So, real simple, Chicks and Chaps is dedicated to helping communities raise money for local individuals and families impacted by breast cancer. But what's most important, too, is we do this while promoting the sport of rodeo and the Western lifestyle. So that's a little different than the rest of the breast cancer fundraisers. That's what makes us unique and sets us aside.
Well, and so, yeah, that is the uniqueness of Chicks and, thus, Chicks and Chaps, mm-hmm. You know. And it's very interesting with the founders out of Montana about that, you know, everybody's, their wonderful stories of how, with Kyle and Kristen, but Kyle's story with his immediate family that have gone through, breast cancer. And I know the reason that we moved it to not be in the rodeo or on the rodeo grounds was for the reason that we have survivors that are in treatment that come to the event, and it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot or it's pouring down rain.
Right. So
we never know what Redding's going to do.
Right. So we've been trying different things.
We have.
And so this year we've selected a new place, and it's on a Saturday.
Yes, it's May 2nd. It's at the Senior Citizens Lodge this year.
Right.
So over on Benton Drive, it's much bigger. It's comfortable. It's heated. It's cooled. It's got an outdoor patio. Lots
bathrooms.
Of room. Bathrooms.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a beautiful location. Plenty of parking. And just will be very comfortable for anyone, including patients that come in that are, you know, maybe going through treatment or just can't handle the heat,
right.
The Redding heat.
So what does this event, what is the day going to look like? And let's talk about food, place, you know, time. You know, what's the vibe?
So the vibe is going to be exciting. We have got a lot going on that day in a very short amount of time. We have two wonderful Redding doctors, Dr. Sackfield and Dr. Allen, both will be speaking. So this is the first year we've ever had two doctors come and speak. That's unique and you know, great education for our public. And, you know, something we need to remember about Chicks and Chaps, the funds that we raise are for local Shasta County breast cancer patients. Not for brick and mortar, not for somebody in a different state or a different location, but all the money raised here stays here locally. So that day, not only will we be having our guest speakers, we will also have lots of beautiful donated live auction items, including a guitar, the most famous Chicks and Chaps unique belt buckle.
Yes.
That thing's just amazing every year.
Yeah.
And it's unique. It's one of a kind. Nobody else has it.
It is one of a kind.
Mm-hmm. What else do we have? We have a beautiful heart necklace donated by Goldmart.
Goldmart, absolutely. Diamonds.
Diamonds.
With a little ribbon inside. That's
mm-hmm.
beautiful. We have a wonderful conch belt.
Yes.
A concho. I always call it a conch, but it's concho belt that Four Winds Jewelry, which is Navajo.
Yes.
And so that's long. I don't know how many inches again it was.
58 inches, and it's full of turquoise.
Full of turquoise. Beautiful. Like a pink guitar that was donated by a gentleman who donated it to Piano Angels. And if you know Piano Angels, Pat Karch, who works along with KCNR, his daughter came on Dr. Strickland's show. She's got a show here on Tuesday nights, one Tuesday night, but we run it throughout the month. That's called Behind the Pink Mic. And she was our keynote speaker last year, and she's a surgical oncologist. So on the next break, I really like to, let's talk about the doctors who are going to speak a little bit maybe about what their specialty is as well. And then we have Jennifer Jones, who is a personality in town. She's going to be the MC.
Yes, she is.
And
she's full of energy.
Yeah.
So exciting.
And we'll have to do like a morning segment where we can get everybody on early, at the 7 o'clock before people go to work and such, and get some of the gals to come on and do like a 15 minute or a half hour where we can talk about the show and hear everybody's voices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
So what with the Chicks and Chaps, we're part of, you know, you have to be attached to the rodeo.
Yes.
And then, like I said, it's always evolving, and you and I, became members of the, Women's Auxiliary under the men. Mm. And so when we come back from the break, I want to hear about your love of rodeo, you and your husband, what you do with horses, what you do with the rodeo, what you do with training, all those things, because almost all of the, I think every single person that's on the committee, is a horse person, and they're flag girls, and they've, you know, Tammy Baker's is involved with Miss Redding Rodeo and putting that on. So there's years and years and years of rodeo history.
Exactly.
So let's talk more about that when we get back and your love of the sport.
Okay. Let's
all right.
Do it.
We're going to take a break here. David's at the helm. This is Linda Bott. My guest is Terry Morlock here on North State Now on KCNR. We'll be right back.
Unique Homes. uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
It's April, time for Redding's biggest event of the year, Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771. Or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
Hello, Redding. Join Commune Dance Company for Songs of the Soul, a dance performance on April 18th and 19th at the Shasta College Theater. With a dynamic mix of dance styles and beautiful artistry and storytelling, this dance production reflects on the lived experiences that shape us and expresses gratitude for the things we have overcome. Come support the performing arts in Redding and be inspired by this bold, city-caliber performance. Get your tickets today at communedancecompany.simpletix.com. Tickets are $20 and kids' tickets are available at $12.50. We hope to see you there.
Things I'm missing, good fiddles, love, and kissing are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up.
All right, you know what that means for it if you listen to the morning show. And David is here on a special assignment tonight. No, David does my show on Thursday nights when we do this here with North State Now. If you're listening, you know that when that song plays, you would then be put in a drawing and that we're going to do on April 10th for tickets to Red Bluff Roundup on Friday. So if you're listening and you want to be in that drawing, David will stand by and put your name somewhere on the list there. All right. So welcome back to the show. We are live here. Yeah, that's right. We're live here on KCNR tonight. Very excited about being here on the 2nd of April. Absolutely. 6:19 at night. We're North State Now. We're in the studio and, just rolling along here with Rawhide. And with me tonight is Terry Morlock, who is the chair for the new 2026 Chicks and Chaps. So welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yes, thank you. So great to have you here. I feel like, we've been out to sea.
We have, yeah.
We've been out to sea, and we have been rowing the boat.
We're rowing hard.
We're trying
to get there.
We're getting, yeah. So May 2nd is the event. We're like really excited. What we mean by that is just, you know, people will walk into a room, like for any of you listening that have been to Go Red, the Go Red, or let's say the Cancer Foundation, or let's say Turtle Bay Auction, the work starts the day after the event.
Yes.
And
it's a long haul, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a long haul. So, we have the love of horses and the love of rodeo. And that's what really is fun about this, Chicks and Chaps. So, Terry, tell me a little bit about your horse history, where you grew up and all that good stuff.
So I'm a born and raised Palisadro girl. Went to school here, kindergarten through high school, and then went on to Shasta College and Simpson College, where I got my degree.
You went to Simpson?
I did, yeah. It was a great experience.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, great place to go.
Okay.
So my mom's family is a long-time ranching family. Came from Red Bluff, Millville, and ended up in Palisadro. My grandpa, Hufford, had a big ranch out in Palisadro. It's where my mom grew up. My mom and dad both met when they were in high school at Anderson. Anyway, long story short.
It's fantastic. No, yes. Because we love the fact that you have deep roots in this area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My dad's family now came out from North Carolina when he was 9. That's where that started. And
why'd they come to Redding, the Palisadro area?
They actually came to California.
Okay.
And my grandpa and his brother came out here to work. And they just didn't have the work and stuff in North Carolina. Mm. So somehow they decided, let's go here. I don't know how they found Anderson, because that's where they ended up.
Were they mining? Were they in mills?
No.
Working mills? Were they?
No, they were construction, mostly construction.
Mm-hmm.
My grandpa, I'll tell you this really funny story. He worked for the county years later. He worked for the county in the roads department, Shasta County Roads Department. So he tells a story when he was working the roads up in Castella. Him and my grandma lived up there, and he was in charge of keeping all the roads clean from the snow and that stuff. And some guy was working for him. I don't know who it was. But he made my grandpa upset one day, wasn't following directions, and so my grandpa took his ball peen hammer and popped him on the head.
In the old days, you got away with stuff like that.
In the old days, yeah. And when I worked for the county, I'd ask, you know, do you still have this personnel file? I'd love to read that story. But it was gone. But how wild is that?
Oh, you know, it's cowboy days.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the Wild West. My sister-in-law's grandfather was the sheriff of Modoc County.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, there's stories that run around in that family that are, like, his name was Buck mm-hmm. Server. And, I mean, there's some, like, wild stories. And then you hear stories with our sheriff just not too long ago
mm-hmm.
and the posse and stuff like that in our history here in Redding. I've only been here 20 years, so I'm not, you know, born and raised, but I do love the Western lifestyle and rodeo. And as a kid, we grew up, where my parents had like a 5-acre, but there was hundreds of acres around us. My parents had a 5-acre parcel that would have been in a place called Pleasant Valley, which has now grown up. There's wine country around there and everything. But back then it was just, 15 miles from Placerville.
Oh, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And so we had a couple horses, and you know, I did 4-H with horses, but I was like 7, 8, 9 and didn't saddle up or do anything, but I started doing rodeo. So in my history with family, there have been horses and rodeo and Western life. And then my dad's, some folk were from Colorado. So my great grandfather was somebody who, discovered one of the Indian dwellings in, Mesa Verde.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's mm-hmm. that, you know, the pictures of him with the horses and the, he was like sheriff of Cortez. And so all that stuff has always been very much in my family as well.
Yeah, so, yeah, my Grandpa Hufford was a rancher. He was a sheep herder rancher, not cows, but sheep. But he always had horses, too. And then my dad, after my mom and dad got married, my dad had a love of horses. And they loved to, he would hunt off of them, or him and my mom got into backpacking, you know, trail riding and backpacking, horseback riding.
Right.
Into the Thousand Lakes Wilderness area, Trinity Alps, they did that all the time. They had close friends, you know, 6, 8, 10 of them would go. And so we had 2 horses when I grew up, and just, you know, Dad's like, go out and work the horses. They need to be legged up. So that's what we would do.
Mm.
And so, and then my husband, you know, he grew up in Reading Rodeo. His dad was the drill master of the juniors for years, way back in the day. And so Tim didn't know anything different.
Tim
than
Warlock.
Tim,
if you're
Warlock,
listening, Tim.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, he grew up in the rodeo, and his dad and his mom, and they had horses. And then when Tim got older, well, he did drill. You know, he did the kids' junior drill.
He's probably got great stories of the old times.
He does. Ooh. They're wild stories.
Oh, yes.
Of how they used to go to different rodeos in Reno, and how Sheriff Balma, you know, they used to have their little special cards that said that they were basically Sheriff Balma boys.
Yeah.
And they could get out of trouble.
The posse.
Yeah. And, yeah, just great times. And then, you know, he kind of got moved away from horses, too, like I did as we got older, or, you know, as we became adults.
Right.
But then he got back into it and started rodeoing. He decided he wanted to ride bareback. Yeah. But he started that when he was 40.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know this. This is great, Tim. We're talking about you.
Yeah, yeah. So he started working and riding barebacks, and just loved it, fell in love with it, had a great friend out of Red Bluff, Alex Moroshnikov, who taught him a lot about riding. Alex was a great bareback rider. And I think the last time Tim rode was in Oregon. I think he was 52, and that's when he won a senior pro buckle.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah, it was really cool. So, you know, and then a few years ago, we decided we're both retired. Let's go join the Rodeo Association. Let's get involved again. So that's how we did it. We've always followed the rodeo.
The love of rodeo.
Uh-huh.
And let's talk about that last year, you guys, and, you know, they move this, you know, different responsibilities around. They try to do that. But last year, you guys were in charge, and I think a couple years, you guys were in charge of the mutton busting.
Yeah, we did mutton busting a few years.
So we heard last night in a meeting that they had 150 people sign up, and it wasn't even a day.
Yeah, so there's a maximum on Slack Day of 150 kids. And last night, I think Eric said 142.
Okay.
And there was only like 8 slots left for kids. And it goes fast. I mean, our mutton busting is very popular. And I don't know if there's any spots left, but go to ReadingRodeo.com and look for mutton busting if you want your kid to ride.
Well, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about two very important speakers that are going to be the doctors that are speaking at the Chicks and Chaps event on May 2nd. And we're going to also talk about some of the grants that that we have been very excited about being able to give for our local patients as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can share some of that, as well as how, if somebody's listening and they know of somebody who may be in need of a grant, the applications are open now and they are on the site. So let's do those details when we come back here.
Okay, let's do that.
All right, David, we're going to take a break. This is KCNR, North State Now, with Linda Bott. Terry Morlock's my guest. This is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I love the songs you are selecting. Yep, we'll be right.
I want to ride o'er the plains and the desert, out west of the great divide. I want to hear the coyotes howling while the sun sinks in the west.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online
at ShastaSIR.com.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Reading Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Welcome back to our North Day Now show. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Love me some country music here. KCNR 96.5 FM. This is North State Now. Also streaming on KCNRradio.com and 1460 AM. I'm here tonight with Terry Morlock, who is the chair for our upcoming Chicks and Chaps 2026 happening May 2nd. Tickets are on sale now at ReadingRodeo.com. Make sure you go to ReadingRodeo.com. Tickets are on sale for the event. And we were talking about, well, what makes it different is that it's attached to rodeo.
It's attached to rodeo. The money stays local.
The money stays local. And
it goes to patients.
Right. And we've got Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, we do have Wreck-It Ralph.
Let's talk about Wreck-It Ralph. No, what is Wreck-It Ralph?
So Wreck-It Ralph is your chance to get out there and shake your booty on a bull.
Ride your booty on a bull.
Yeah.
There'll be pictures.
Yeah, we're going to have a photo booth, too.
Yeah, photo booth. And it's not like get into a booth. You've got, like, the fun group behind that. Yeah, which is nice. And then plus we have Janine, who is a phenomenal photographer. So there's always wonderful pictures posted afterwards that are keepsakes.
Yes. But I want to see people on Wreck-It Ralph. Well, I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah, that's really nice. So that's going to be kind of, you know, the rodeo experience, as well as, you know, we have the Asphalt Cowboys are cooking.
They are. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Volunteering their time, going to come down and cook for us.
Right.
And all the wonderful people that show up for our event.
And let's a shout out to Carlene's.
Yes.
Because Carlene's is going to be bringing two different, I think, salads. And we'll do a shout out to Heavenly Donuts because we're going to have a special pink glazed,
sparkly sprinkles something.
Yeah, we like to stay local, and this is the great stuff. Like, we're not going to go to a big store and buy a bunch of them. We want to be able to have, like, you know.
Support our local.
Right.
businesses.
Yeah. And the owner of Heavenly Donuts is coming on Tuesday morning for the show interview with Carl. Right. So that's great. We also want to, you know, thank Valor. We've got some wonderful sponsors, like you said, Goldmart with the diamond necklace and
Valor, who sponsored our t-shirts.
Our t-shirts. That's great.
Oh, but what about Reading Rancheria?
That's the big one.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. They are amazing.
So Reading Rancheria, has a special fund that they hold aside from the bingo games.
Yeah.
Because the gal, I wish I could say her name right now, but they did it in the honor of her who passed away from, you know, breast cancer.
Yeah.
And so they dig into their hearts to figure out. So they had a very generous donation that they gave to Chicks and Chaps and to Think Pink.
Yeah.
So it's great to have these two organizations come together at the Reading Rancheria administration building and have, you know, Jack and all the different, you know, the tribal council present this check. So we feel honored that they would donate to Chicks and Chaps, knowing that we are doing all our monies stay local. And so can you talk a little bit about the grant process?
So, yeah, the grant process is amazing. So anyone in Shasta County who's suffering from breast cancer or working through their breast cancer can apply for a grant. We've got the grants now online at readingrodeo.com. Go down to Chicks and Chaps and look for the grant application. You print it off. Everything is very confidential. Mail it in to us, and we will review it and make a determination of a cash grant, a cash award.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, we've given out, I believe, 4 grants here in just the last maybe 60 days.
Well, the word is getting out where it's easier for somebody to go to actually Reading Rodeo and pull down under Chicks and Chaps the grant.
Yes.
So we that's something that I think, you know, we've streamlined that so that it's when we're talking about it, boom, that's where, you know, a lot of things are changing. Social media is amping up and a lot of things like that as far as how we've done it. And there's been, you know, there have been, obviously, there have been grants that have been received in the past, because that's what Chicks and Chaps is all about, is keeping it local. And I think that's why it's so popular.
Well, and what's important is if you know of someone, whether it's you or somebody you know, a family member, a friend, or you heard about a neighbor or someone, you know, a coworker that's suffering with breast cancer, turn them on to us. You know, get them to the application or the grant application. Have them fill it out. That's what we're here for. We want to help our community.
And I've heard, and I'm sure we all have heard, those of who are listening tonight, we've heard about the nightmare of what happens in between. If you're short on funds and you're living from paycheck to paycheck and your insurance doesn't cover something and need a copay.
Yeah.
Just something that would be like, I gotta feed my kids.
Yeah.
I need gas. I'm trying to get to these treatments and
I
need help.
Yeah. We're not there to judge or to determine what you're going to spend the money on. If you need the money, we want you to spend it on what you need. It, like Linda said, if it's a hotel room because you have to go down to Stanford and you need a hotel room for the night, but you don't have, well, now gas money.
Mm-hmm.
Who has gas money? So, yeah, it's for anything. PG&E bill.
Right.
Buy some diapers because you can't afford diapers this week. Or you can afford it, but you just need a little more help.
Right. That's fantastic. That's wonderful. Let's talk about some of the doctors that are going to be speaking at the luncheon, because I think this is really important. You're going to get some great information. Shall we begin with the first one who used to be, and we tried to talk about rodeo, tie in with rodeo.
Oh my gosh. Dr. Bradley Sackfield over at Dignity Health, who's going to be part of the new Dignity Health Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center that's being built over there off of Hartnell. He is going to be speaking. He used to be a bull rider. Isn't that amazing?
I want to interview him and say, would you tell us about your life and how did you go from that into being an oncology doctor, right? And my producer's like, yeah, I want to know.
Yeah. So, he told me a little bit, but yeah, he'd be a great person for you to interview.
Right.
So, yeah, and he's from Canada. And then he decided, you know, he said it as a younger age, he decided, you know, I'm probably not going to make much of a living at this, and it's a pretty hard life, so let me go to school and I'll become a doctor.
I wonder if he got into sports medicine.
I don't remember the sports medicine. I do remember him talking about being a bull rider.
Right.
And he grew up. I mean, he started, I think, on goats and sheep, he said. He's a true blue cowboy from a very young age.
And he's living in Redding.
He's living in Redding.
All right.
Him and his wife. I'm not sure about family.
Mm-hmm.
But great guy, you know. Let me read this little tidbit about it.
Mm-hmm.
An internist who specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of all types of cancer and other benign and malignant tumors. The specialist decides on and administers therapy for those malignancies as well as consults with surgeons and radiotherapists on the treatment of cancer. I mean, what a great doctor to have in our community.
Such a blessing. And he's going to be speaking, one of the speakers. And then let's go to Dr. Matthew Allen, who is a radiation oncologist. You hear of Valor. He started Valor. And so Dr. Matthew Allen will be speaking. He's a board-certified radiation oncologist with experience in numerous treatment modalities, including intensity modulation radiation therapy, which is IMRT. That's image-guided radiation therapy. So, like, I've got some friends that, you know, had the lumpectomy, and then they didn't have to have a full mastectomy, but with the lumpectomy, they didn't have to do chemo, but they did a series of radiation, and that would be every other day, every day, whatever it is, to zap a certain area. He's a graduate of Harvard Medical School. He's contributed many papers and abstracts to the field and has presented at the Radiological Society of North America and the American Society for Therapeutic Radiology and Oncology, among others. So, and we've got a big table of Valor. So we love that Valor is on board and Dignity's on board. And we want you to be on board, too. We hope with this show tonight that you realize that, you know, we're working hard. We're going to have fun. We're going to raise funds. And the big picture, the big joy of it all is knowing that, you know, Sheila, who's listening, I hope, tonight, says, because she is a survivor as well, that when sometimes you can't even say the word when you're diagnosed.
Yeah.
Like, there's, first of all, there's the, I don't even know the stages, because I'm sure everybody's grief is different, or everybody's...
And stages are different.
And stages are different, and what is zero, and what is one, and what is, you know.
Yeah.
So I have a girlfriend, too, that decided to have a double mastectomy, because she said, why... If I have this diagnosis, why would I even want to fool around with it?
Yeah.
So she, that
what
was
a brave
her
move.
Choice. Yeah,
on her
it
was part.
A brave move. So, you know, there's going to be, you know, you'll find that people are kind of have this in their family and they want to come and they want to support. And that's the day. It's all about chicks and chaps. It's fun. Everybody wears pink. We got these great shirts. We have, the speakers. We have music. We have, we have a Karina Cerise.
Oh, yeah.
Karina Cerise, who is going to be doing our music all day long. And if you know her, she is a blast. And she's just got a great voice. And we had her a few years back. And mm-hmm. she just brings love and joy.
A lot of energy.
A lot of great energy.
A lot of fun.
You know, we've got, what's the cocktail for the day? It's called...
Oh, the Pink Pony.
The Pink Pony.
Come on, ladies. Come have a Pink Pony with us. Yeehaw!
Carl's going to be pouring wine.
Yeah.
Like we said, the Asphalt Cowboys are going to be cooking, and so it's going to be a nice, fun luncheon, very meaningful for the day on May 2nd, which is a Saturday. So doors open at 10:30. You're out of there by 2.
Yeah, 2:30, somewhere around in there. And we're going to have, you know, you ladies, we're going to have some cowboys in red shirts there as well helping
us
out. Yeah.
Our Redding Rodeo guys.
Yeah.
That's right.
And the Asphalt Cowboys will be there cooking. Well, actually, they're doing all the cooking for us. What a great group of people. And I mean, big shout out to Reading's Auxiliary, our Rodeo Auxiliary Women, and our women, Reading Women's Rodeo Association, because we have volunteers from both of those associations helping us. Big, we couldn't do it.
No.
With just our committee of five.
Yes, because
these are women that support us through this whole thing.
They're going to help us check in. We're going to be raffle tickets. They're going to be, you know, setting up the decorations. When we come back, I want to do some more shout-outs with some of the people on the committee and who's doing flowers and people who it would be nice to mention their name on the air.
Absolutely.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back here on North State Now with Linda Bott. Thanks for being with us tonight. I got another segment here with Terry Morlock.
Rodeo. Stetsons and spotlights fade in the sun. Cowboys and wild horses were made to run. So let's ride off.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Everybody calls the state lions. Your lions putting on the ritz. Cool blast hitting heat. That's a pitch. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Oh, lions putting on the ritz.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Hey Shasta County, it's Patty Plum with the Shasta County Elections Department, inviting you to be a poll worker this year for our up-and-coming election on June 2nd, 2026. As you know, volunteers are needed, and you can be compensated for your time and effort as a poll worker. If you have any questions, please call 530-225-5166, or you can go online to elections@shastacounty.gov, and we want to thank you for serving our community in this way.
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine it with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
All right, welcome back. I got to tell you, it was a great joy for me to live in Nashville for 5 years and work with some of the greatest songwriters and musicians. I mean, really. And be out doing the songwriter nights and having like that. What we're listening to is just like everywhere he went, it was that good. And this would have been from 95 to 2000. And I started along with four other women, three other women, we started a rock concert. Now, at that point, Nashville was just really coming out of the Garth Brooks cowboy hat era. And you really didn't have women in pop or rock. Now it's all kinds of music is coming out of Nashville. So we did a concert series that we started, and each one of us were our own individual artists. But we got together.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, so we would have this. We did a 3-day concert series with T-shirts, with a CD, with 23 artists that were on the CD, and we had this wonderful like female rock fest in Nashville. And it was called La Femme Key Rock. One day I'll show you the T-shirts. I still have the T-shirts because they're so fun and they're kind of cartoonish. But it became quite a very successful event. Where we had girls that got signed by record labels. And we had one, every Wednesday we had, the Exit Inn, which is like a kind of a rock club in mm-hmm. Nashville. And we would have three acts. One of us would do the closing act, and then we would have an acoustic, and then somebody was a little bit more of just acoustic, like a single, and they would go with a smaller band and then ourselves. And we chose a fundraiser. Every month, the first place that we started with, and the reason I'm tying this all together is because the music and country and all that, was Gilda's Place.
Oh, wow.
And I remember us walking into Gilda's Place, and they're looking at us like, who are you and why? And so you have to prove yourself sometimes. Like, we are literally musicians doing music, and we are going to give you money from the door, when people come in the door and do their cover. And so it felt really good for us to pick different fundraisers out and give money towards the charities that we chose.
Mm-hmm.
So we did Gilda's Place. And I'm not sure if the first CD was that, I gotta look on that CD, but we would pair up with female situations. But we also know that breast cancer is not just for women, it affects men as well. But the families are the ones that are.
Yeah.
And so what I want to share, and Terry, if you can talk about the people that are on the board and a few other people that need shout out that are doing wonderful things to make this event just super special.
Absolutely.
May 2nd.
So, okay. Also on our committee is we talked a little bit about Brandy Garcia. So she's the newest member to the committee, but she, we needed the T-shirt designed, and in 2 days, mm-hmm. she sketched out this beautiful picture that we're going to see on the front of this year's T-shirt that everybody gets. And it is the back of the T-shirt. Yeah. Did I say front?
That's it, right.
It's the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's a special lighter pink this year, mm-hmm. and it's Sheila's former horse cowboy.
Yes, yeah. So it's all kind of tied together, tying this all together. We also have Michelle Hubbard, she's our financial person.
Yeah, she's a little whiz.
Yeah, so she's taking care of our Eventbrite, where all of our tickets are and all of that.
Yeah, she's amazing. Came out last night, we had a meeting, and she had color-coded. The yellow means this, the blue means that. And so you need the brainy people like that.
Yeah, you need the people that like numbers.
And she's also, let's just do a shout-out, all the other things she's doing with Rodeo, she's doing. She's in charge of the juniors.
Yep, she's taking over juniors.
And one other thing.
She's going to do the special kids day with the juniors. Yeah, so the special kids day is Monday of rodeo week.
Right.
And so what an amazing event.
Right. And so, Michelle, congratulations. I mean, it takes a lot to be able to do all those things. Yeah.
Then we have, oh, my gosh, Tammy Baker, who's been a rodeo member for, what'd she say, over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
She's both in auxiliary and in the women's. Her husband is a lifetime mm-hmm. Reading rodeo guy.
Dwayne.
Yeah. Good family. Been here forever. Just amazing. And she just brings so much knowledge, so much history that we, you know, don't have otherwise.
Yeah. In a sweetness and a just like, she, you know, you want to have people, you know, in the music industry, I always call it the people who are your ear above your ear.
Yeah.
And so you want to have people who are smarter than you mm-hmm. and have more knowledge than you so you can put this group together in order to see this through, because not one person has the answers for everything.
No, and what's amazing is we're all so different.
Yeah.
And but then we bring our own specialty to the table.
And then finally.
And finally.
Our president.
Our president of our auxiliary, and she was the chair of Chicks and Chaps.
For years.
For years. Sheila Hoyer.
Yes.
So she's our advisor now, just an amazing woman, and again, so much history from Chicks and Chaps.
So
and
much history. And also a horse person.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Cowboy, I interviewed Sheila a long time ago in the story with Cowboy, because Cowboy, she would go out and do these talks to schools, and she did a book on Cowboy, because he's the one that discovered when she had cancer in a part of her anatomy, mm-hmm. and it's just the best story. And that horse was and Sheila were in tandem. They were one.
And horses can do that with mm-hmm. you. You know, if you
it's amazing
it's
story.
Just amazing what horses can do. Yeah, and Sheila's just another great wealth of knowledge, history. But I want to do a little shout out to you, Linda, because we talk about this is our 15th year. But you have, right now, in your closet at home, you have 14 Chicks and Chaps t-shirts. You have one for every single year. And we need to give you an award for that, because, and you still
have
them.
I love them. To me, they're like a story of the year, mm-hmm. you know, so, but, you know, I can look at one from 10 years ago and I pulled some out that I've had for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Because I like the color or the feeling of it, you know. So, I think that I wasn't there for the very beginning, because when I started going, it was at the clubhouse. We had pizza. It was like a smaller crowd, maybe 40 people. But, it was just being launched.
Yeah.
And,
that's how it started.
Yeah.
Tiny.
And we just have some great baskets that people have donated. We've got one coming in from Urban Retreat.
That's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. And then, of course, there has been a beautiful colored cowhide.
Yes.
That's got the little...
go check out the Chicks and Chaps Facebook page, because you can see a picture of that. And don't forget, isn't it Haas that is also sponsoring the belt buckle?
Oh, thank you.
I think it's Haas Ranch and Farm and Ranch. Out in Palo Cedro. Yeah, they're sponsoring the belt buckle this year.
Yes, that's really cool. Yeah. So that, again, the belt buckle always goes for, it's the houseboat exciting trip, but I love mine. I got mine in 2013, and the rodeo always goes around my birthday, so I love the story, because I was with a table of about 10 gals, and they all just threw money on, like, a pile, and then I just doubled it, and I was able to get it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it was like a great birthday present for my friends as well. That was really cool. So it's one of a kind that is made from Montana silver.
Yeah.
Silver. And, so you'll not see in anywhere else.
Nope.
A Chicks and Chaps belt with the little special jewels in it and the year.
And it's gorgeous again this year. It's unique, and how they design it and what they come up with every year is just absolutely amazing.
And who's doing the flowers?
Oh, Allison Gross out in Palo Cedro. So she is involved with Foothill FFA.
Okay.
So she's doing the flowers again this year. I'm so excited. They were so beautiful last year. I'm sure they're going to be just as gorgeous and beautiful this year.
And
so
doing the bar, we have, you know, Bonnie Mason and a bunch of the group of people that are going to be pouring. Carl's going to be pouring. And let's see. Jennifer, who is also...
Jennifer Matson, yeah.
Jennifer, I don't know her last name, I'm sorry. She is one of the flag girls, is going to be doing some of the decorations for the stage.
Yes, I don't know Jennifer's last name either.
Yeah, so...
Oh, yeah.
It's just some of our girls coming in. So,
incredible idea.
Oh, my God, what happened?
What?
Oh, well, thank you so much, Terry.
My pleasure.
May
2nd.
Fun.
May 2nd, please be there. Yeah, ratingradio.com. Chicks and Chow.
Can't wait. Join us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.